Lisa as Dalem.
Boss as Gim.
Emil as Mina.
Joe as Joe.
I'm Joe, I'm the Dungeon Master, and welcome to Poorly Drawn Maps. Alrighty, so I guess we'll start off, get back into it. So you guys see Joe go back down into the hole of the gopher worm creature to kind of get his rock back.
Gross.
And you see him kind of dip into a tunnel and go off, try to explore and stuff, and he'll be back.
Joe, where are you going?
Bye, guy. Don't worry, I'll be back.
That guy, he
has a knack for always coming back.
He's quite flippant.
But yeah, what do you guys do? I know, Dalem, you said you wanted to explore a little bit as well, and then the megalith structure is just a little bit further north of you guys.
Mina, do you have any thoughts? Where do you want to go? What should we do?
Well, Joe already came in and took all the gems and ran away. So,
I don't know.
What do you think this was? Was this a nest?
I think so. It looked like a bunch of little babes. Oh, wait!
What happened to you?
Well, I forgot. Joe, out of character, Joe.
Hmm?
GM Joe.
Yes.
I wanted to search around in there for bodies or something.
Oh, okay. Roll just some realities. Yeah, roll just some realities.
Okay.
Joe already kind of started looting a little bit and
ran
off.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, some gems.
Sniper.
All right, roll me in wisdom.
Wisdom.
Five.
Loser.
Yeah, I think Joe got all the gems, so I think that's what that means. So mark XP.
I did. Yay, boy.
But otherwise, though, I mean, this is just a new nest. Like, they're kind of like getting some straw and grasses in the corner and stuff to kind of nest in and otherwise. But like, it's not like there's no like smell or anything
it's
you would
not
associate.
Established.
Yeah, there's nothing like that you would expect with a nest. It's just like some new tunnels and stuff. It's like new. So, but yeah, no more gems or anything like that. You guys can't find anything. Joe found all of them.
Okay.
Sorry.
Bye, weird gopher worms. I hope we don't ever have to deal with you again.
Yeah, let's get out of here, Dalem.
Peace.
You can tell me about what happened to you on our way out.
In the name of Spiranula, be well and eat well. Just don't eat others who don't want to be eaten. I really need to figure this out. Dalem is a confused soul.
So confused.
I put my arm around you and just we'll start walking out the hole.
What's Fluffernubs do?
Fluffernubs is on my shoulder.
Yeah.
Now, Fluffernubs has certainly calmed down now, so once again,
I want to know, it was Fluffernubs' idea to have me launch her like that. She just changed her mind midair, that's all.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Declined to comment.
Yeah.
All right, so where are we going anyway? We start...
The megalith is up here to the north. I think, Mina, you said you wanted to check it out. So,
I'm also curious about this megalith as well.
Okay.
Let's go.
So as you guys approach it, then you make your way north. There's nothing in around. You don't hear any rumbling or anything. You suspect that the large gopher worm kind of scared off a lot of creatures and stuff. But as you approach it, you just see like these like ancient stone structures around you, just in a symmetrical pattern around you. And it's kind of still in a way you guys haven't really expected, felt in a long time. And I'm going to ask Mina this. Do you see depictions of dragons or do you see depictions of Fae?
On these stones?
Yeah.
Definitely Fae.
Yeah. So it's kind of like in like hieroglyphic type of stuff, like in prints and engravings by the stone of like depicting. It seems to be depicting some sort of Fae history in a way. Like it just seems... strange what it is
it's like carvings kind of thing.
Yeah, Roll me a either a wisdom or roll me a probably a spout lore as well would work.
Spout lore, which is
intelligence.
So both? Roll wisdom and then roll intelligence?
Sure, we can do that. 9. I see. Let's do the discern realities first, and then we can do the spout lore after that, because you should be able. This is a thing I actually always forget about. When you discern realities, when you discern realities, you're supposed to take a +1 forward when you act on the answers. So let's do the discern realities first, which Dalem, you can actually help and get this to a 10 if you want.
But of course.
Oh, yeah, roll a bond. 2d6 +1.
Okay.
Does this look familiar to you, Dalem?
8. A little bit. Just enough to kind of push you over the edge. So this is a 10. Ask me 3 questions.
Okay. What here is not what it appears to be?
What is Fluffernub's true form?
I would say something akin to Tabaxi as they are now, maybe a little larger, I'd say, and kind of more vicious looking.
Still maybe? Still like bipedal or something.
I'd say so, bipedal.
Okay,
but like can definitely go on all fours for like extra boost speed or whatever.
Sure. So something with like kind of like longer front limbs and stuff. Like a little bit bigger, more lion-like, more less domestic cat-like.
Lion, but not really. It doesn't have a mane necessarily. It has like some hair. It definitely has hair, but like not like a lion mane, I would say.
Well, I mean, the female lions don't have a mane, so
that's a good point.
Yeah, Fluffernubs is a very prim and proper little girl. So, but as you look over at your little kitten companion, though, you see sort of like a shadow of this other form around her as you enter this megalith circle.
And so I see like wait, there's like shadow form around her.
Yeah, like just kind of like an outline of like, oh, this is what Fluffernubs really is. You still see the little kitten. It's not like a full like transformation reveal, but it's like, oh shit, what is this little thing I'm with?
Dalem see it?
Since you ate it on this, I would say yeah, you notice it.
Ooh.
Yeah.
But it's like a flash in the pan. We can't, act on just one little thing. It's fine. Don't worry about it. I got 2 more questions. Fluffernubs is innocent.
Okay. 2 more questions. What is it?
What should it be on the lookout for?
Not much. I guess you should be. Fluffernubs is kind of examining the structures around. She seems pretty interested in one that seems like it was like arch, like a door carved into the side of it, but there's like a giant like stone block and there's like an etching of like a door shape. Fluffernub seems interested in it, but otherwise like this place is kind of quiet.
Okay, these questions are always so painstaking to choose from.
No,
I want to ask them all.
That's why this move is so good.
Yeah, it's a good one for sure.
Foundation of the game.
It really is.
And if you get really good, spotting lore could be also a foundation of the game, because then you get people
absolutely.
Like,
yeah, you can just
ridiculous shit.
Yeah, because you just pick up like a random object, like, oh, I spout lore. This is what this object is. Like, great, let's go.
It's really sad that my intelligence is so low because it makes me unsuccessful with spout lore.
I know. -2 is so hard to overcome. But yeah, last question, Emil.
Yeah. What here is useful or valuable to me?
So the depictions on the side of the monoliths and stuff, the pictures that they analyze, it does seem to focus on Fey history, but also it does illustrate some sort of giant dragon. And it seems to indicate that Fey came after dragons It seems to be like in steps and phases of like history and stuff, where like Fae come after dragons, or and there was a time when they were just kind of dicking around with everything and messing around with people, as you do, as Fae or want to. And then in one of the monoliths, there is a image of a five-headed dragon. This is a new thing. It seems unusual.
A five-headed dragon?
Yeah. And there's a little chaos and stuff, but oddly enough, you see the five-headed dragon kind of flee and bury itself in the ground. And there's an image as you get close to like the archway where Fluffernubs was scoping out. You see like the Fae almost setting up, look like blocking off the five-headed dragon.
Okay, so I essentially have a little weird kind of vision where these etchings in the stone kind of moved around.
I don't know if they, I think they might be etchings, and maybe there's like an echo from Fluffernubs that's kind of explaining it, like making, helping you kind of make sense of it. But it's different. And I mean, those salamander guys never mentioned this five-headed dragon or anything like that. So what is this?
No.
And they certainly didn't talk about Fae as anything important.
All right. Well, that's a lot. So wait, to get myself straightened out, this is essentially where I kind of in a Stonehenge, right?
Yeah.
There's a bunch of like depictions on these stones.
Yeah.
Cool. Fluffernubs, what's going on here?
Now you roll spout lore with a plus one if you're asking Fluffernubs.
I'm curious what Dayla knows and doesn't know.
This would be a spout lore, so probably not much.
Spout lore? It's intelligence, right?
Intelligence with an additional plus one because you're acting on the knowledge. 12.
Nice.
Good, good shit. So, Fluffernubs, in his big, you see sort of his like true form shadow projection come out. What was the actual question you were trying to ask? It was like what, trying to make sense of this place?
Yeah, like, I just had kind of a weird sensation walking into this place, just kind of looking around, and I felt it all kind of tied a little bit to Fluffernubs somehow. Yeah. So I don't really expect an answer, obviously, but I kind of just talked to Fluffernubs, asking her.
I think Fluffernubs does answer you. You got a 12 on this. I think.
Yeah.
I think you get a response. You get a response. Like, does Is this where we find out that Fluffernubs can actually speak and understand you people?
I don't know about. I wasn't actually thinking about that at all. I think Fluffernubs definitely understands us. But whether or not Fluffernubs can form, you know, words with its mouth, I'm not sure.
Maybe that's just part of it. The like why it has, it's in a little kitten form. It can't speak. That's just
yeah, part but of it. It might be able to project thoughts. Or spoken words into my head kind of thing. Or maybe since we're in this kind of circle of Fae rune magic or whatever, the true form is kind of like being able to speak a little bit. I think because
it's still like a shadow form, I don't think it's still able to speak yet. And like, I think you see Fluffernubs a little bit frustrated with that. Like, it wants to be able to talk, but can't for some reason.
Gotcha.
But it does. I was mostly asking because I wanted to know if Dalem or Joe can hear this from Fluffernubs. But I think in your head, you hear from Fluffernubs go like, this was a gate. This took us to my, this used to take me to my home. And then those fools closed it off and are calling themselves the protectors.
Whoa, Fluffernubs. That was a lot. Dalem, did you hear that?
I heard nothing.
I must be tired.
What's going on?
I don't know. I feel like Fluffernubs was talking to me.
Oh, and yeah?
This place is like it used to be a gateway.
Oh.
And Fluffernubs was telling me all about it, but I feel, I don't know. Maybe
at this point, I pop out of one of the other gopher holes and seat right next to you.
God.
Oh, God.
Hi, Joe!
That cat was talking.
Joe! What are you doing?
Stop. I'm on an adventure. Look at all this loot that I find, that I found. I dump out a bag of bones.
That's not loot.
Have an interesting definition.
Just ignore that. I kick it back into the hole, walk back over. So yeah, that cat can talk. That's pretty cool.
Mm-mm. Can talk? Did you hear it too?
Yeah, of course I heard it. Did wait. You heard it, right?
So can we hear it or not? What's the consensus here? Out of character.
I think AML was trying to set up that he couldn't, and I think Joe is coming in saying, like, nope, I heard him.
Yeah, I mean, right. if we're all into that, everyone can hear him, that's fine. Or heard.
That might be, like, a special thing in this moment of, like, you got the success, you're in this, like, unique location where Fluffernubs would be able to do that. But it's, like, this we'll say that she can speak to you guys, but, like, it's, like, a strain. Like, this was it. And maybe, like, one of the last things she can actually say is, like, I must find a way to home. We must get to the wasteland. And then you see, like, the shadows slowly start to fade.
Okay. So, basically, we could all hear as long as Fluffernubs was in this kind of circle area.
And I think maybe the magic's getting a little burned out a little bit. And, like, the image is starting to fade. And you just see this little, like, frustrated kitten on the ground.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah.
I know, isn't she adorable? I mean, what? But to ask more serious questions, we all heard that, right?
We did. Yes.
All right.
Well, yeah, totally.
What do we do about this? I want to...
Now, wait a minute.
I want to help her.
What are these symbols on these stones? What do I know? What does Dalem know? What does Joe know? What do we know? What do we don't? What did we see that Mina saw?
You would recognize some of the engravings on the stone as to be more of the sacred geometry style stuff, more nature focused sort of things, not like the alchemy, but more like loops and circles and stuff of the sacred geometry style thing.
So we don't know that it's like a five-headed dragon and all that.
I think there's like a depiction, like somebody carved out an image of a five-headed dragon. Like you can see like, oh, this is a five-headed dragon. Like it's clear, like brush away the stone and some dirt and like, yep, that's a fucking dragon. It's huge.
Okay. And did you say that there's an image of it like going into a hole or something?
Yeah, like seemingly trying to find some place to hide.
Just to get a sense of what I'm looking at since I came in late here. So... I'm assuming we're at the megalith.
You're at the megalith. You're staying around. There's like images and stuff and carvings around that are depicting some type of like fae history on them. And like basic images of like, you see like an image of a dragon. And then after the dragon came fae, and they're like having images of them like dicking around with people, throwing, pulling tricks and things. And then there's an image of a five-headed dragon. I should add too, you see the five-headed dragon like destroying things. Like there's a couple images of it like flying over cities and burning things to the ground, and then you see a couple images of it like diving into some place with the fae and the fae kind of closing it off. And Fluffernubs in its true form called them the protectors, and they're closed off the gates to the fae.
Those idiotic protectors.
Yeah, Fluffernubs. Fluffernubs wants to get there. You don't know much else about, I guess, Fluffernubs history in a way. Because, like, why would you call out them idiots if they're, like, sealing away this giant dragon? What's going on there?
I wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah. But also, too, it's just like, yeah, we got to get, I want to get to the Wasteland of Fire. It was, like, one of the last things Fluffernubs said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told you it wasn't crazy. Fluffernubs wants to go to the Wasteland.
Wow, she might.
What do you think's over there?
Wow.
Maybe there's another door, another gateway.
What about this gateway? Wait, gateway. Oh, yeah, gateway. I know gateway, that.
Yeah.
I know that. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dale.
Oh, he's so dumb.
This gateway seems blocked off. Like, there's a little, like, one of the stones has an engraving of a door, and Fluffernubs was, like, pawing at it, but it wasn't doing anything.
All right. Well, guys, I don't think there's much else to be seen here. I guess we should keep going north, and then we can discuss where we should go from there. What do you think of
Where's those gophers?
There they are, right there. That's the gophers.
Gophers! Oh my god, they make crazy noises.
They're back! Gopher worms!
No! I thought we killed you all!
No, they just ran away. You didn't kill any of them.
Well, I killed them with our fearful fear. Are
these gopher worms really coming back after us right now?
No, I was just making a joke because I was hearing noises. So,
oh, okay. I thought you were making those noises.
Sorry, you motorcycled me, Rob, or outside.
Yeah, it wasn't me.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, you guys can make your way and head north. So, or unless there's anything else here you guys want to check out. Like, does anybody else want to try to do anything here?
I mean, it is a place of power.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of interested in, I don't know. Little ceremony, maybe?
Yeah, you can do a little thing here.
Yeah, just a little ceremony. Yeah.
A cute little ceremony.
Yeah, Dalem goes and lights a little candle, then, you know, gets his little water out, sprinkles a little water on there, builds up a little pile of dirt. What else was it?
Like a little mud, like to put the candle out, I think it was.
Yeah. Were there three candles?
I thought there was just one.
There's just one. Okay, yeah. So I guess I have a candle or something.
Sure, yeah, why not?
Should I put it in my inventory?
I mean, it's not really a thing I would take away, I don't think. Like, cool. It's not, is it? I don't think it's like a, it's not like a special candle or anything, is it? It's just like a candle you had?
It's just a little candle. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I should ask too, how does your little glowing, your living coral respond to this area?
Oh, yeah, let's say I put the little chunk of the Spirinula shrine next to the candle as well. And let's see.
Roll me a luck, I think. Okay. Let's see if it does anything.
Am I rolling a d12, basically?
Oh, no. 2d6 plus 0.
2d6.
Yeah.
So mark XP, it's 6.
Yeah, mark XP. I'm going to make a move.
So much XP.
Yeah. What's the move here? Maybe it's a thing of like you're not able to finish your little ceremony. Like as you pull out the little bud to put on the ground and stuff, it still seems like it's going a little bit. Oh, no, I got it. Fluffernub still has a little bit of like a shadow around them for like their magic and stuff. As you pull out the little bud, that shadow disappears. It seems your little bud just took what was left. And there's like a little spout of effervescent material. That's about it. But Fluffernubs seems like all the magic in this place is spent.
Interesting.
I look around as well, and I want to see if there's anything matching the runes on the megalith to the my neat rock. My rock is just, now it's a rock, but it just has cool carvings on it.
You might find some carvings on it or some similar patterns. I guess that's true. Like, would it be the symbols on your rock? Were they more like alchemy type stuff, or are they more like sacred geometry type thing?
All the stuff around here was like sacred geometry, right?
Yes.
Yep, sacred geometry.
Yeah. So maybe you find something that matches it, but after Dalem's little move with the little coral piece, there's like no magic or anything into it anymore. So like it's just like maybe you see something similar part of it, but like I don't know if it does anything or represents anything, right? I'm trying to think. It's like, what are you trying to look for? Like, are you trying to figure out what exactly this thing does or try to recharge it or something?
I'm seeing if, I'm thinking, is there anything around here to recharge it? Or is this rock, like, should it be in the wall somewhere?
Oh.
So, okay, this, on the Discord here.
Yeah, I just dumped a bunch of sacred geometry symbols for you.
Okay.
So, I'm trying to think. Because even if there would be a recess, Dalem's little coral piece just stole all the what's left of the magic here. So it won't, even if there is a little part you can put it in, it won't recharge. no matter what.
Okay.
It's, unfortunately, Dalem fucked you like that.
But that's fine.
Sorry, yeah. Bro.
Yeah.
So, yes. So there's the geometry one that looks like a tree, kind of dead center of the post-tree ascent.
Yeah, I see it.
Is there anything like that on the walls or on the rocks anywhere?
Yeah, I think you see one. Kind of close to where it looks like the Fae kind of seem to, that indicates like the Fae being born or created.
Okay. Do I see any sort of things that would indicate there'd be any sort of like rocks or gems or anything that should be there in the wall but that are not there now?
Roll me a luck.
All right. And I have luck one right now.
Yeah.
2d6. Yeah.
Yeah, 2d6 plus one. Do you want to spend your last luck to reroll?
No, I'll take the XP.
All right, take that XP. I think this means though that if you find anything, it was like maybe there was something here a long time ago, but I mean, like, your little piece doesn't quite seem to fit. Maybe there was like an erosion or something going on, but also like there's no magic here anymore. Dalem took care of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Darn, doesn't look like this. This is where it should be.
Okay. Would you guys like to continue on your way north then?
I would think yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's keep going.
So,
go back to our party. I hope they're still waiting for us.
It took some time to get all those horses and stuff around giant sinkhole and things, but especially since you guys scared off the gopher worms, you guys don't have to worry about those anymore. But still then, plus with the failure and stuff, that you guys move pretty carefully, pretty slow. So it's going to take a couple of days to get there now. So at least like, we found this one kind of close right after we left, so like at least two nights out on the town, out in the wild. Do you guys do anything during that time, or do you guys want anything you guys want to talk about, or interested in doing while you guys are kind of out in the plains?
Yes, I do. Okay. Nina, what was the bond that you had with me?
Well, I wanted you to knit a sweater for Fluffernubs.
Interesting. I dig into my adventuring gear. I find sweater making material. So, but we start on our trip, continuing on, and I'm just gonna be off in the corner knitting.
Mm-hmm.
I think Fluffernubs is also a little frightened by that. I think she needs the sweater. It'll bring her warm in the night. Thanks, Joe.
Aw, so cute. Joe, mark off your adventuring gear for doing
that.
Yeah.
Where are we again on the map?
You're probably close to like in between the two towns, I would say, and like getting closer. And like, if there's nothing in particular you guys want to do, I mean, it'll just be a slow ride with the carts to get to the town.
I mean, what would we do?
It's up to you. Is there anything you want to check out, explore, or do you want to talk about anything as you guys are moving? Just my offering.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I would say no for me, but that's mainly because most of my moves are more dealing with people.
Right. Yeah.
Now, I wanted to like, talk about Fluffernubs and just kind of what happened with everyone, but I don't know really how to bring it up. Maybe we will hold off. And I'm just kind of a little in shock, I guess, still.
Yeah.
After what happened. And the image of Fluffernubs' true form is kind of like in the back of my mind at all times.
Yeah.
But like, I don't let it show.
I should remind you, Joe, like Fluffernub's true form is sort of like a large bipedal female lion with like longer forearms and stuff. Kind of scary, but yeah. Other,
cool.
Right now, just a little kitten.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Wouldn't harm a fly if it didn't come close to her.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I think at some point when Mina is away from Fluffernubs, maybe Fluffernubs is like walking up ahead of us or something, scouting as she's so good at. Dalem goes up to Mina and asks, "Hey, you saw something back there, didn't you?"
"Yeah, I saw. I don't really like to talk about it, but I saw something too.
I saw something like that too, and it was around Fluffernubs. And it had a shape.
Do Do you think it was trying to attack Fluffernub?
Oh, I don't know about that. I guess that could be a possibility, but it didn't seem like a hostile kind of thing.
I don't know. It looks kind of hostile.
Okay.
But only because it looks scary.
Hostile to who? Fluffernubs?
It just looked hostile overall. And hostile. Kind of angry.
Do you think it was Fluffernubs?
What? No.
Didn't consider that.
That couldn't be.
That maybe that was some kind. I mean, what kind of magic was in that portal? What did it do?
I don't know, but I think.
Could it have shown us the truth?
Maybe. I don't want to talk about it. I think we're accusing Fluffernubs and we don't even have any definite proof.
We're not accusing Fluffernubs of anything. I'm just saying there's possibilities.
No, Fluffernubs.
We should just watch out for yourself, Mina.
I'll watch out. But I just know we gotta get to the Wasteland of Fire. Fluffernubs knows there's something important there. I can feel it. You can feel it.
I don't doubt that. But I do want to make sure that you're okay, too. We'll get to the Wasteland of Fire, but we'll all do it together. We'll all get there.
Even though Fluffernubs doesn't like you very much, I still like you. Oh, yeah. Haven't I told you? Fluffernubs tells me all the time. Well, you know, tells me as much as she can about her disdain towards you. I don't know. Well, something wow. About your whole deal.
I had no idea.
The real betrayal. Jeez.
Wow.
Betrayal.
I'm going to have to absorb that. But I'm glad you don't feel that way, Mina.
No. I like you, actually. I think you're very respectable. But
thanks, Mina.
I try to tell Fluffernubs, but she just turns her nose at me.
Well, I don't dislike Fluffernubs, and I definitely don't dislike you.
Aw.
Da 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 da!
All right. We should take this moment then, as you guys are kind of approaching the town. So you guys will be able to make camp one last time before you get there. So everybody
can't.
Everybody can heal up, any sort of spells and stuff you can do. Spells and things you get back, you can heal up. Joe,
goes back to 3.
Yeah. Wait, who's the one that levels up? Oh, shoot. Lisa, you level up.
Me.
Do you know off the top of the head what type of advanced move you're going to take?
Not yet, no.
I didn't think so. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Nah, it's okay. I didn't think you were going to level up, so I didn't ask beforehand or anything. So, yeah, I guess we can do the XP and the stat stuff. Do you actually, for spell stuff, I mean, do you want that other heal you were talking about before, or do you want to look at something else instead?
Let me pull this up.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you can do while I look at this?
I guess we can arrive at the next town and we can start talking about, I can start describing all that stuff.
I can look at spells too.
Because you're a cleric now. You're a level 1 cleric. So you're going to get a new spell when you level up.
Wait, I'm a cleric, not a paladin?
No. Sorry. You are a paladin.
Oh, okay.
But because you took the divine guidance move,
I got you.
You are going to be a level 2 cleric as well. So you're going to get a new first level spell.
Okay.
And then, Joe, reset your luck to 3 as well.
I'm so close to leveling up.
I know. We really gotta
fail harder.
Yeah. He can't. This cat is too good.
Well, man.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I think when I do level up, I probably want to go with Wild Empathy. Maybe I can understand Fluffernubs now.
That could be interesting. Like, actually, like, talk more to have more talks to each other.
Yeah, but like, at this point, only I can, you know, really understand and speak with her.
Right.
But no one else, maybe. Because I can also apparently do it with other animals now.
Yeah, with Wild Empathy, you can do it with other animals. All animals you can just talk to. So
yeah,
maybe that's a thing. But yeah, so while Lisa's looking through her level up stuff, let us go to the Gate of the Traveler. So this is a bit of an odd town. So originally it was kind of like a trade hub in a way, like just kind of like an area where people kind of mingled, go to different areas. It's really nice and situated in a lot of different places. And so it became like this kind of nice crossroads you can hang out. And eventually as it grew, it became more prosperous and became an actual kind of town. But they kept the actual kind of crossroad design, oddly enough. It was some choice some lord made however many years ago, and they just kept it. But like the important thing is though, like there's a bunch of different groups here. Like you have one, the crossroads go north, south, east, west. And from there, like they do trades with a lot of different areas. So if we look at the world map going north, they do trades with people out of the Hills of Fire and out of the Burning Teeth. They do stuff out of the Forgotten Delta and out of the Low Marsh and on the plains. There's a lot of areas, a lot of people can come in here and kind of mix and mingle and stuff. So there's a lot of people here, a lot of people for sure. Some of the big things would be like, you see out from the Burning Teeth of Hope, which is the mountain range, there the orcs live there. They come out of the hills. They come down bringing like wine and stuff and like some like linens and things like sheep and stuff out of the hills. From the Shallow Sea in the Low Marsh, you see gnomes that are moving around. They don't travel on like horses and things. They have these things called strand beasts, which are these like kinetic structures that can like move and stuff under like wind power and things. It's very like this intricate spindly thing that they've sort of built themselves. It's sweet. Really, yeah, very, very cool. Very interesting.
Very Kaladesh.
Yeah, let me link some pictures for you guys. But yeah, these like kind of large structures that they've sort of designed themselves and so they can kind of move around. And the benefit of the strand beasts is that they can kind of move in between the shallow sea and the marsh because they can kind of step on things, like on stones and stuff. I should say too, as a reminder, the shallow sea is called the shallow sea because it is 4 feet deep at its deepest, and it is freshwater as well. It is a very interesting giant lake to be a part of. What else? Out in the low
marsh. These things are crazy.
I know, they're nuts to see. There's some gifs here of them moving, and they're like the spindliest contraptions ever. Stuff. They're really cool.
That is powered by wind?
Yeah, they're kinetic. They just move by wind and sail. Yeah, like once they get moving, you can't really stop them. That's very awesome. Interesting. Another thing you guys kind of run into too, there are these elves that live out in the low marsh that seem kind of like swamp people in a way. Like they're really like wearing overalls and got some like just goo and swamp in their hair and stuff. Very interesting folk indeed. Yeah, nice swamp elves for everyone. But as for the actual town itself, I would say that this is a dwarven run town set up by the administrators and stuff. And you look on the kind of southeast and southwest side, there's these two structures that appear almost identical, and there is a reason for that. This town is technically run by a lord, a dwarf named Lord Kass Offerman. And then there's also a trade group that just kind of runs everything and makes sure everything is okay and stuff. The trade group, though, is managed by somebody called the CEO of Commerce, Heldrad Silvercloak. He is also called the Liquidator because he often takes your shit. And the reason why the two sort of offices, one is the kind of government building, one is sort of the trade building, they sort of look similar because the Lord decreed that his office could be the biggest building in the entire city. And the Trade Guild decided, screw that, and made a scale replica of that building, except everything is 1 inch shorter in all dimensions, just to like really like dig at him a little bit. Right. Yeah. So like just really like get at him with like, hey, we're following the law. We're doing everything as you say, but you know, maybe people come towards us thinking that we're in charge. Yeah. All run by dwarfs and stuff. And like there's lots of other races here as well. Of course, humans are around. Some canises have made their way out here. And occasionally one or two tieflings are around up from the Desert of Thunder. Not many, but enough. Everybody's sort of trading. Lots of trade going on. Lots of people moving to and from. You do see like a couple bands of like salamanders moving through as well, moving towards the east, towards the Low Marsh. So things to kind of look out for. And yeah, one of the important things though, as you guys kind of get close to the town, I need Dalem and Mina to roll a constitution.
Okay,
one moment.
Actually, Dalem, you're immune to poison, so no, you don't need to roll a constitution. Just Mina does.
Nice.
Yeah. Good shit.
Yeah, I failed. I leveled up.
All right, yeah, mark XP. Mina, as you get close to the town, what does it feel like as you sort of, your connection to Fluffernubs fluctuates?
I kind of just, I lose kind of the memories of when I was with, all memories of me being with Fluffernubs is just replaced with me being alone or something like that.
Wow.
I don't really know this creature, this adorable kitten.
Then based on this failure, I'm going to mark confusion. Your wisdom is going to be at a -1 for this. But your sort of, your bond with whatever sort of hold Fluffernubs has on you is wavering as you enter this town. You're not sure why. It seems very interesting. This town is, that I will say that there's like a smoke in the air as you get close, and you see a lot of people like coughing, sneezing and stuff. There seems like there is like some sort of illness going around, but it doesn't affect the other two people in your party. Dalem, how does your immunity to poison work?
Maybe I kind of effervesce a little.
Out of your Spiranula symbol?
Well, I had that attribute before acquiring that item.
Oh, you mean out of... I thought you were talking about out of the scarification, not out of the... are you talking about out of the coral? I thought you were out of
No, I was talking out of me.
Yeah. Oh, you effervesce. Okay.
Maybe.
Where does it come out of? Your hair? Your ears?
My skin.
All right. You're just, your skin starts to like, you put out this like.
Wherever. Like, well, I guess. Shimmer. I'm like breathing the smoke, gas. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Shimmering gas. Okay.
Okay. It doesn't come out of your butt or anything like that?
No.
I was a little worried you were going to say
that. Or maybe
that.
My breath is like a shimmery smoke thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe because I'm breathing in the smoke and like maybe there's a little bit other places where the smoke is like coming in contact with my body maybe.
Yeah. So just kind of like there's a little bit of a shimmer around you.
Yeah. I sparkle like a modern day vampire.
Ah, very interesting.
But I'm not a vampire, guys. Not a vampire.
No. Of course not. Very important question.
Not a vampire yet.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm always on the watch.
There you go, coining the Simpsons again.
I have my garlic neck scarf. You can't get through to me.
Your gar scar?
My gar scar.
So with you guys seemingly like a little bit confused, one of you guys kind of glowing and stuff, does anybody like point this out in the other one? Or is it just like, it's a Tuesday. Let's get going.
Fun time Saturday. I think I noticed like a little wispiness in front of my face, but don't really realize anything's weird with myself.
Dalem, you realize others. You're kind of glowing.
Glowing? Hold up my hand. I mean,
yeah, it's that fresh dwarven air.
Oh.
There's definitely something in the air here. I don't like it either.
What's it making you feel like? Or
I mean,
what
I
do you
just,
mean you don't like it?
It doesn't. It smells terrible. First of all,
that's true.
Yeah, looking like smoke in the air and stuff. There's people coughing. And everything. It's bad here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's pretty obviously terrible.
And remember, Brunt told you guys that there was like a disease in the town or something.
Oh God.
You wonder what is actually going on here, especially with the effervescence and. Fluffernubs kind of connection.
Guys, why is there a cat on my shoulder? What's going on here?
What
do
you mean?
Cat on my shoulder?
The cat's been with you this whole time. You love that cat. You'll do anything that cat says.
I'm pretty sure I don't know what you're talking about. I take Fluffernubs and just put her on the ground. Like, go on, little kitten.
Dalem is shocked.
Is this following us, I guess? It's kind of cute. Why is it following us?
This cat has been your leader this whole time.
I mean, she's pretty adorable, but I don't think she'd have that kind of hold over me.
I'm telling you, guys, back me up here. Or guy.
Joe, you.
Joe.
This is all very strange. Very, very strange.
Very, very strange.
Well, all I know is that I want to be in this town for as little as possible. So let's do what we came here for.
Hey, Joe. Lawton.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry, Merkel. So I can take the cleric spells, the level one cleric spells.
Yeah. In addition to a paladin move.
Oh my God, that's OP.
Okay. Yeah, you get a lot.
Wow.
Do you know you want?
Well, I could take detect alignment, maybe.
True.
There's so many.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff here.
What? Oh, that's level three. Okay, that's retarded. Good.
Yeah. Oh, you're looking at animate dead or something?
Cure moderate wounds.
Oh, yeah.
Dum, dum, dum. Yes, I'll take detect alignment.
Okay. Are you going to use it? Try to use it right away?
Yes.
All right. Roll wisdom, please. 12. Good for you.
Aye.
Okay, so let's see. Detect alignment. You cast a spell. Choose an alignment. Good, evil, lawful, or chaotic. One of your senses is briefly detected to that alignment. The GM will tell you what here is of that alignment.
Real quick, it's good, lawful.
Yeah, good, evil, lawful, or chaotic.
Evil.
No neutral. You cannot detect neutral.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah.
Nothing
yeah.
to detect.
Exactly.
Evil.
Wait
a minute.
What?
I'm looking at the paladin sheet, and if you're a human, when you pray for guidance, even for a moment, and ask what here is evil, the GM will tell you honestly. Do I have that?
Let's see.
If so, I should never choose evil for this.
No, because this is the racial move, and
right.
you chose to do the half the dwarf move. When you take damage meant for somebody else, you get plus one armor. So no, you don't get that. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Just checking. So yes,
it's important. Evil. There's a vague sort of evilness just in the air, like in the smoke.
You get a
ping of it over in this building to the left, which is where the like trade dwarves run the town, so there would be in both of those, but
gotcha,
that is
you.
The trade manager building, trade management building over there to the left. Yeah, just vague evilness in the air, kind of in the smoke. And then definitely over by the trade manager for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hark, there is evil afoot that direction. I believe it's in that trade manager building, everyone.
Are we here to slay evil?
I'm always down to slay evil. I mean, maybe not slay, maybe bring to its knees. I can't let it stand.
Do we have anything else to do while we're here?
We need to slay this evil so you know what's going on, since I think you might be the only one who can really, truly understand that cat.
Wait, me?
Which cat? This one right here that keeps following us?
Yes, that one.
Oh.
That guy's
I don't
that
know
cat?
Why you guys keep bringing up this cat. You guys seem to really like her.
But you know what?
Anyways. Yeah, let's go face some evil.
The cat's not evil. Just saying.
Of course she's not. Look how adorable she is.
We've cleared that. You're clear, cat. But what's this cat's deal, man?
Mina, I don't know.
You really don't remember how this cat came to be with you. You don't remember anything about this whole trip here?
I mean, I remember us going and Joe got taken by these... Well, you know, you got taken by these gopher worms.
That's
and
right.
And Joe disappeared in the gopher hole. I remember all that.
Okay. And but where was this cat during all that?
There was no cat.
This cat has been here the whole time. Mina, something's going on with that cat.
Oh, my head. Ow.
Are you okay?
No, there's definitely no cat. I don't know any cat. Let's just go slay this evil and get out of this stupid town.
I'm concerned. Dalem takes a very deep sigh and turns and walks away.
Okay.
Towards the evil!
Towards the evil!
I need to finish my choosing my moves though.
Yeah. Joe, you have a connection here in town. You can always ask him first before see what's going on, or before you guys just charge in.
Yeah, we
that's
can do
true, but I haven't found him yet, so we may need to charge in.
I see. Okay.
Whoa. Maybe we don't need charging.
It sounds like you were already charging in, and Joe's
just
not
going towards
you.
The evil. Who said I was going to the evil?
Just towards it, generally towards it. Let me hang on. Let me get your two guys' tokens out.
I'm just kind of standing here, looking towards the evil, scoping out dead evil.
But yeah, you guys are coming up here on the south end of town with your other carts and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then to go to the low marsh, you got to go probably towards the east. You go out of town. In the center of town, there's a whole bunch of like tents and stuff, shops and set up and stuff. Even though this town's still big, they try to keep the, like just having tents in the middle, just as like tradition type thing. Mm. And it's like a big deal to get a tent in the center, closer to the center of the town.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah. A lot of competition to get in.
If there's ever like a place where there's like cleaner air, or like we're kind of protected from the smoke or whatever, I guess let me know and I may start remembering Fluffernubs a little better.
You guys can try to find like a tavern or something. Maybe something that's out of the smoke.
Where would that be? So if there's tents in the middle.
I was thinking like these sort of like long things along the side of it. So like this whole crossroad, like this brown here, that would be like walls almost. And structures, and then these little structures along the either side of it would be like houses and homes and things. Like people are like stacking up against the walls of this place, but they're still very much keeping in line with like this is a crossroad. This is just a crossroad. But yeah,
okay. There's no way we can get to the castle place.
Oh no, you can go around, and there's probably doors and stuff as well, and like gates and things if you need to find one. So. It's possible. It's certainly possible. They're not like sectioned off. They're sectioned off, but if you need to get to them, you can find a way to get to them. But also, if you just want to find a tavern, I mean, we can say one of these places is a tavern that you found and then try to talk to.
Perhaps before we start charging in, let's just go to one of these taverns. Hopefully the air will be cleaner in there, and Mina can figure things out.
Ah, yes, I would love a glass of warm milk.
Oh, so that wasn't a Fluffernubs thing. Interesting. Okay.
No, that was mine. I had the glass of warm milk. Fluffernubs had the beer.
Got it. All right, then. Which one of these buildings, then, is a tavern? Do you just go into, like, the first one you find, like, on the right, or?
Okay, on the left was the...
The left-hand side is, yeah, that's the trade manager over there, and this is the city lord on the right. We could easily put like a tavern, like bang there, bam.
Oh shit! Look at that tavern just pop into existence.
Look at that.
Oh, hey, I noticed the sign.
What's this tavern called, Joe?
You got a large legacy to
stay true to.
Yeah, there we go.
Who's see, that it looks like that tavern's called the Crossroads. Really? That's all they can come up with?
Oh, God. Joe, okay. That's a tavern in The terrible. Witcher.
Can we edit that out and have him say something cooler?
It's a tavern in the Witcher game. Witcher 3
is
game.
Is it?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Oh, you would, Joe.
Do that. That wasn't an accident. Nope.
There's so many taverns in The Witcher that, yeah.
But yeah, you guys find
the crossroads. This is gonna be the worst tavern ever. I already hate it.
Or maybe it's like a bad tourist spot where you guys walk in and like, hey, more tchotchkes, more it little like have... signs
oh,
and like
wait, hold on.
Novelty mugs.
And prostitutes.
Always. What's up?
I think prostitutes embody Spirinula's spirit of renewal and decay.
Wait, Joe has a contact here in the city, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who they are yet.
Can we just randomly meet him here in the bar?
It's a prostitute!
It would be.
Joe, you hustler, you.
It's in the book already, if you guys want to know.
Oh, what?
So a knight's quote-unquote companionship is
20,
is 20 minus charisma coins.
Yeah, I noticed that. Especially.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wait, what is it? 20 minus charisma coin?
Yeah. So it's like the whole, like the attribute, not just the cha, which is like the little number. So like okay. For you, Mina.
So I have 16.
Yeah.
So I'd only need 4 more coins.
Yes.
Nice. I have 6 coins.
Perfect.
Oh, by the way, guys, hey, now that we've gotten a little bit closer to this tavern, I noticed that it is actually called Chat at the Baron's Crossroads. Chat at the Baron's Crossroads.
All right. It got a little better. As long as they got warm milk. That's all I'm here for.
Someone can catch that reference. No.
Nope. Sorry. Joe, someone on the podcast will have to.
I'll get an angry. No, I don't. I'll get an angry tweet one of these days. What is it from?
World of Warcraft.
Oh, well, that's why I don't know it. I don't know World of Warcraft.
Yeah,
I think you're the only person.
You should know this.
Please, I haven't played since Burning Crusade.
Oh, wow.
But you should know the Crossroads chat and the Barons.
Oh, Barons. Barrens. I thought it was like chat at the Barons Crossroads. You know, like
very classy in there.
Saks at Fifth Avenue kind of shit.
Right.
That's what I thought you were going for. My bad. Sorry. Ruined.
Baron Crossroads. Okay.
Oh, there you go. I'm sorry, Joe.
Oh, you guys.
So how about them prostitutes?
They're there.
Yeah, they are.
All right. But yeah, you guys settle in. You guys walk into this tavern. There's definitely like little like tchotchkes and stuff, little like novelty mugs, like welcome to the crossroads. And there's definitely some companionship walking around as well. This place is more likely to offer you wine instead of beer, just because they get a lot of wine out of from the orcs of the Burning Teeth. So just kind of keep that in mind. But otherwise, yeah, I mean, basic tavern, you guys can talk to the patron and get your get a room and stuff. So what do you guys want to do?
Well, I'm feeling great, guys. I still got a lot of health here to get rid of. So I'm gonna go to that bar and get a beer. And he visibly winks at each individual.
Including Fluffernubs.
Yep.
All right, each let's go.
Each individual. Yes. Fluffernubs, are you coming? Just kidding.
Fluffernubs definitely is coming.
Is Mina coming though? Like, are you? Yeah, is Mina feeling better?
The air's a little nicer in here. We got away from the smoke, and I'm ready to get some warm milk and get fluffing up some beer.
All right,
here we go. All right, we're in the tavern then.
Yeah, you guys are in the tavern, in the base of it. Joe, is this where your contact is, or are they meeting you here, or is this still just like, I don't know? Let's have some fun.
The latter.
All right. Very cool. But yeah, you guys set up shop. There's some gambling going on. There's probably like a small local band playing and stuff. If you guys are looking for the quote unquote companionship, I think you need to roll a charisma to see how that goes.
Well, first, I think I want to scope the place out.
Sure. Roll discern realities then.
Okay.
12. Good for you. Oh, 13, even no, better. No,
12 was earlier.
12 was earlier. All right, 13, ask 3 questions.
Who's in control here?
Of just this tavern, you think? Or, yeah, let's do this. Of this tavern, I think you guys look over to the side and you see you guys look around. There's like a group of people in the back corner. They seem to be kind of like hooded, heads down and stuff. It's clearly like somebody's kind of trying to like own the room in a way.
Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm. 2 more questions.
What is about to happen?
There's a lot of people coughing in the area around you. Like people are kind of like they're trying to have fun, but like things are like really down, really slow, and like people are just kind of like they're trying to have a party, but clearly it's just something's missing. So as for like what's about to happen here, if nothing, probably nothing's going to happen here. It's going to be, there's like, people are kind of moving slow. People are kind of like in the dumps a little bit because of this to everybody else seemingly cold going around.
Hmm. It was, you said there was a group of hooded people just over in the corner?
Yeah.
What are they doing?
They're trying to act like gangsters in a way, like trying to be like, you see somebody kind of like leaning back, arms on like a couch or something, and with a couple of people around them. But like, clearly they're also like, they got their face covered with a mask and stuff. There's people like coughing and stuff. And it's like, this is something's in the air and it's bad.
What should I be on the lookout for?
For you, because you have Spirinula in your heart, you know that since this kind of smoke is around, the reason why the air is a little bit better in here is because they're just burning a hearth and not burning the oil light lamps on the walls.
Oh, I inform the others of this.
What do you guys think?
Okay.
Yeah, you're informed. Like, the air in here is better because they're burning, the fire is in the hearth and not in the oil lamps.
Yeah, you are informed.
Yes.
Well, obviously these people know how to light a fire correctly.
Yeah.
So this whole town is dealing with this.
Yeah.
And it's because they're burning this stuff.
Seems to be something in the oil.
Yeah.
Guys.
Guys, what is this oil you're burning in these lamps? Or in the fireplace, right?
In like the oil. There's like oil lamps on like the walls and stuff. And then like they have like a hearth going right now and stuff. Who are you asking? The bartender?
No. I guess I'm asking the bartender, where he gets his supply of oil.
Hey, welcome to the tavern. Sorry, I'm a little backed up right now. I just, sorry, it's just something in the air these past couple. It seems like months now. Ugh. The oil, though. What's? Do you want to know where we got our oil?
Yeah. What's going on with that?
We got our oil from the trade manager. He's got a deal with those. Still got a supply line collection up to those guys at the Starlight Asylum, the dwarf city.
Okay, well, that's interesting. Dalem, do you know anything about that city and its delivering oil?
Are you asking me to spout lore?
Apparently.
Oh my, this can't possibly go well.
Feels like a mistake.
Yeah, it does.
Feels like you should be turning to Joe to ask that question.
Do you know how dumb I am?
Joe, do you know anything about this dwarven city?
Earlier when you're describing the town, you said this is like a train crossroads. So trains exist?
Did I say train? Wait, sorry, repeat that again.
When we were entering the town,
yeah.
Did you say that crossroads here are for trains?
Oh, trade.
Trade. Okay.
Yeah.
But where there's trade, there's trains, right?
Is that how that works?
So I've been board games years.
Gotta calibrate here. For once in my life, I don't actually know. This is kind of weird.
Huh. So unusual.
Mystery then. No one knows anything about this dwarven city selling mysterious oil.
I guess I'll just add, like, because, like, this would be something that would have been known. Like, you get, like, that oil field has been up in the dwarven city forever. And so, like, if you're going to buy... People have bought oil from them before. This guy seems to indicate that this sort of like cold, this sort of sickness that's hanging with the crowd is like a couple months. Something has been affecting people. But like baseline knowledge, you guys, something changed. Baseline, Dalem or Joe would know that those oil fields have been there and there's nothing been wrong with them till apparently recently.
There we go. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So. As far as they know, there's nothing wrong with the oil.
As far as they know.
So, you know, it shouldn't. It seems like this oil is the cause of all this smoke, but it shouldn't be this way. It's always been fine. It's never created pollution like this before.
Warm oil, the cleanest, purest oil that ever is.
Clean.
Very
oil.
Traditional.
Yeah.
Traditionally clean.
That's how that works.
Better be clean, because it's tradition.
Was that all your questions, or did you? Oh no, you just asked the bartender. Okay.
This point is Mina better.
I think we established yes, Mina's better because they're not burning oil in this tavern; they're burning wood in the hearth. So she's feeling better.
I'm feeling better right now. Yeah, and
I think you still
here next to me.
I think Mina is still confused though. So like.
Yeah, I'm like lightheaded, for sure. Confused.
But I'm saying you still have the deferment confusion, which is gives your wisdom a minus one.
That's
and
true.
I think I is
literally unless, confused.
Yeah, unless you do something about that, then you're going to be confused the entire time you're in this town.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Barkeep.
Yes.
What's with all this smog? This is clean dwarven oil that's supposed to be burning. Why is it all, you know, not clean?
Is this one of your questions for your contact, or is this just your asking?
Just asking.
This guy, no. I think as far as he know, he just goes like, yeah, it's just something that happened about 2-3 months ago. So that must, I don't know why, but it just makes so much smoke now. It's new, but it should just be out of the same field. Nobody's explained to us why. Just we're stuck with this.
Ugh. Well, I want to write whoever's doing this a very strongly worded letter. Who should I go see to write the strongly letter to?
About the smoke or about the oil?
About the smoke.
The smoke is a public health thing, so you want to go talk to Lord Kasofrod about that. He's in the southeastern city building, the slightly bigger one.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Do you want a drink?
No.
Cool. We got some good stuff. If you got, we got some wine. We got some wine for this guy. There's some apothecaries in town selling an herbal remedy with wine and honey and some other herbs in it. I think the wine and honey are doing the heavy lifting, but it does help.
Oh, it helps everyone with the smoke, eh?
It just helps you feel a little better. Clear the sinuses.
Guys, I think we should probably get some. Mainly for Mina.
That sounds good. I want it.
All right.
Okay. So, is it like a honeyed wine, you're saying?
Yeah, it's like a honeyed, it's like an herb honey wine type thing. It's supposed to be like a home remedy thing.
Delicious,
actually. Sounds awesome right now.
Take a straw, you will drink it up.
Yeah. In real life, there's a man from ancient times called Plenty the Elder who used to make like home remedies like this to give to people. Plenty the Elder.
I thought it was Pliny the Elder.
Oh, Pliny. Yeah. Pliny the Elder. You're right.
Yeah. That's the whole beer.
Yeah.
Haha.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Pliny the Elder and Pliny the Younger.
Yeah. But yeah, you guys want a drink? Pay the man a coin each and you'll get a drink.
Okay.
Help clear your head a little bit. Mina, your
confusion?
No.
Okay, I'll give him a coin anyways.
Yeah, it's good.
I smell like some of this too.
Sure, I bet.
I'm glad it's not more than 2 coin.
Yeah.
Very important.
What can I do to get rid of confusion anyways?
Well, there's a lot of stuff. So one of the ones is actually Dalem has a move that can take it from you called Lay on Hands.
True, but then I'd be confused. Maybe.
Yes. Let's see. If you touch someone, pay for their well-being, roll charisma, they are healed, or you can remove one disease. So that would be like a confusion. And if she fails, it gets transferred to you. Or you can find a way to...
This is an environmental dealio.
Well, see, that was the thing I was trying to get at. Because like, if this is just in this town burning the smoke and stuff, like this is probably just going to be a permanent thing until you can either deal with the smoke or just leave the town. Mm. So it's going to be difficult.
Yeah, we should probably all be wearing masks.
Everybody get your little M3 medical mask out.
I have my awesome garlic scarf. I'll wear that.
Just cover your face. Just breathing garlic the whole time.
Yeah, I love it.
Sounds great.
Delicious. All right, but what are you guys going to be doing? Or actually,
I want to ask the barkeep a little bit about that house, the... evil one.
The evil one. Okay. What do you ask?
Hey, barkeep, what's up with that one house? The smaller one.
Oh, the slightly smaller one? Dude's a dick over there. He'll just come through with his guys, take our shit. He's that's the trade manager. He's called the Liquidator. All the major trade and stuff has to go through him, and he's the one who seems to be the one distributing the oil. If that's, you said you guys seem so curious about it. Why are you curious about the oil?
Well, it just seems linked to this smoke somehow.
Yeah, you burn oil, you get smoke. Weird.
But not like this. It's never been like this before.
Balaam, didn't your senses point evil in that direction?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Evil? He's a dick. I wouldn't call him evil.
You don't know him like Balaam knows him.
Could there be somebody else does he have like a lackey that's especially terrible?
Roll charisma.
Okay.
7.
Really?
I know. You have a +2. It's what did you get? Yeah, you rolled a 1 and a 4 +2. But yeah, so I think he just goes, assistant. Yeah, he's got a couple of people, a couple of hanger augers and stuff. Why are you guys so curious about him? What are you guys doing in this town?
We're just passing through, honestly.
Yeah.
Now I'm really distracted by all this smoke.
Yeah, it seems like a bad thing that maybe you guys could use some help with.
If you're gonna go offer your services to go help him out, we'll see. You have to pay him quite a bit if you want to help out.
Wait, I have to pay him to help out?
Yeah, he is. He's got his own people to do his own shit. Why would he want random people coming in to help him?
That's a very interesting way of doing things.
Sometimes it's better to, keep it with people you trained.
Okay. Seems a bit monopolistic to me.
Yeah. I said he was a dick.
All right. Reasonable.
Anything else?
Anything you need help with?
Oh, God. Not particularly. Maybe there's a guy outside trying to bring in some new wine barrels if you guys want to help us out. But otherwise,
I'll go bring in a wine barrel for you.
All right. Appreciate it.
Taylor goes and handles that.
Nice. Just gonna roll it around. All right, anybody else?
Your voices are great, Joe.
Thank you.
I forget that it's the same person, and they're great. Very fluid.
Thank you. I'm glad you're enjoying.
Could we get some of this wine for Fluffernubs as well? I think she's also not liking the smoke. You can tell she's very upset by it. She needs something to clear her throat.
Your cat drinks wine?
Well, usually she drinks beer, you see.
That's not a better answer. What?
I wouldn't worry about it.
I'm sorry. Yeah, the little kitty just doesn't want a beer. Doesn't want wine. Wants a little beer instead.
When at the crossroads, you got to drink like the crossroads. So we're going for some wine.
All right. Here's a little cup. We're gonna pay for it. Yeah, here's a little cup. Here's a little saucer with some wine in it for your kitty.
Man, I can't believe you guys sell alcohol to animals. What kind of
monster? Give me the fucking coin or get out of my bar.
You can have it. Here we go.
The bartender wanders off, just like, all right, I feel awful. I can't have it with these people.
All right, guys. So I think we need to go to either trade manager's place or the beer castle there.
The what castle?
The one on the right. That the bartender said if we had a problem with the smoke, we should go there to talk to the person there.
I thought it was the smaller one I had to go to.
The bigger one is public health, right? If we want to.
Yeah, the bigger one is like the lord who's in charge of the town and the city and stuff. But like and then the one on the left is like commerce, actual items and things. So, I mean, it's up to you. Like if you want to go talk to the lord and about the smoke and things, that could be interesting. Or if you just want to barrel face right into where Dalem picked off the evil stuff. I mean,
I think so. Dalem is dumb, but he's also wise somehow.
Yeah.
And I think he has a stroke of wisdom and sees that going to the larger house, the Lord, and making the complaint about the smoke will help them be more successful in going and fighting the evil.
Okay.
Great job, Dalem.
I think we need to figure out the smoke here first, so whenever we're outside, Mina can actually know what's going on. Otherwise, we're going to have to be dragging around someone who's very, very confused.
Guys, I don't know what you're talking about. I haven't felt better since at least 5 minutes ago. I felt better 5 minutes ago. I'm feeling worse now, actually.
Wait, but where are we right now?
We're at a bar!
Very good. Where is said bar?
Hey, Fluffernubs, where's this bar?
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure we're right where we should be. Yeah, not a real answer.
Yeah, right there.
The bar's right there.
Yeah, I know where we are.
Okay.
Yeah. I know where we are. Mina is a little delirious, maybe. Just a smidge. But she knows Fluffernubs, at least right now. She knows Fluffernubs. But, you know, as soon as we go back out in the thicker smoke, I don't know. Yeah.
I think we should probably deal with the smoke first.
Well, before we leave, I think Dalem asks Mina about Fluffernubs. Hey, Mina, what do you think of that kitty right there?
What about Fluffernubs?
Fluffernubs?
Yes. She's trying some wine. I think she likes it.
Oh, yeah? Did she tell you that?
Kind of. You know, when you're around someone for so long, you get to know them really well, get to know their body language.
Have you guys, how long have you known Fluffernubs?
Oh, I think it's been about, oh my goodness, I think about almost 5 years now.
You know, does Fluffernubs have a birthday?
Well, no.
You've never given Fluffernubs a birthday card?
Fluffernubs just appeared to me one day. I never thought, I don't know Fluffernubs'
birthday.
Oh,
my goodness. Well, let's make up for lost time. Let's make a birthday card to Fluffernubs and I'll sign it.
I don't think Fluffernubs would care for a birthday party thrown by you.
No, not a party. No, this is from you. Don't you want
from me?
Yeah. Don't you want to give Fluffernubs a birthday card and sign it?
I don't think Fluffernubs can read my writing. I don't think there's a purpose behind this.
The gesture will be enough. Fluffernubs will know.
Fluffernubs knows that I care for Fluffernubs.
Wait, doesn't Fluffernubs like boxes?
Oh, I mean, what kind of cat doesn't?
Right. So what if you give Fluffernubs a box for her birthday and sign it "Happy Birthday, Fluff, from with love"? I think it matters.
Maybe this is not a bad idea. Do we have any boxes around here?
Where's a box?
Attention, all patrons of this tavern! I need a box.
I could order the barkeep.
Yeah, you just like out of the corner of your eye, you see like a milk crate get thrown at you from across the bar and just like hit Mina as she was standing up.
It's definitely cardboard, right?
No, probably wood.
Ah,
like
okay.
Milk, like a little milk crate type thing.
Okay, so it's wood.
All right. Well, this is going on since I'm.
There's a point to this.
And now I've noticed that all the hooded figures over in the corner there, they have masks. And I'm really curious what these masks are doing, what they're doing, if anything. So.
Well, there's a point to this.
New move. Body crasher. Just go crash that couch and table.
Okay. And you're just going to what? Like sit there and like listen in and stuff? Like just hang out?
Go pull up to the table or go pull up to the couch and lounge it up.
Okay.
And listen.
Roll charisma.
Yeah.
10. Your entrance goes unnoticed until you draw attention to yourself. Yeah, so just like a shadow, like a cool kid rolling into a party. You just come in, grab yourself a little seat.
Right in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody seems to pay you much mind. And
I would like to discern realities while I'm here.
Great. That's what I thought you were going to do. Roll some wisdom, please. 10. Okay, ask 3 questions.
All right. Who's in control of this table?
Let's see. As people are talking, the one of the guys who's like lounging the most, you find out his name is Edge Whisper. 2 words, Edge and Whisper. And
God.
Yeah. He's wearing a lot of like leather clothes, a lot of like straps and a bunch of zippers and stuff. He has a mask on that seems like it was designed to fit with the rest of his aesthetic. He seems to be kind of like
edgelord. Control
of this kind of like, what was that?
Are these
like
masks,
an edgelord?
Can you describe edgelord. What these masks are? Are they like kind of like cloth mask? Is this like a...
I think everybody else is wearing kind of like a cloth mask, and he's wearing something where it looks like he put like some leather on it with like some slits and stuff. So it looks a little bit more like Lisa said, edgelordy.
Hold on. What's that My Hero bad guy who was just...
My Hero Academia?
The guy with the hands?
No. One who can like reconfigure everything with the mask.
Oh.
You have to show me a picture.
With the weird zipper mask?
Is it like... Middle Ages doctor mask, bird mask.
No. It's still like close up against his face and stuff. It looks like he just put a piece of leather on top of a cloth mask.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So that was just more curious. What am I looking at?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Is there anything here? So question two, anything here that may be of use?
Maybe of use. Like, what do you mean? Like, are you just trying to get a sense of like what they're talking about, or are you trying to figure anything out?
Yes, either. I mean, my initial thought was, are these like masks that they're wearing like anything special about them? Anything that would be useful for the rest of the crew? Or
oh, I see. Yeah.
Anything of importance that they're talking about?
Okay. I definitely think you get the sense of like, these people are not coughing as much. They're not wheezing as much wearing these masks. So like, maybe there's definitely something there of like, hey, you know, masks work. Maybe we should be wearing some masks around. And I'm not just saying that because we're still in a goddamn COVID pandemic.
Hold on one second here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it links that picture of Kaichi Sake.
Right. I remember this person.
Creepy bird mask thing, or
yeah.
Plague doctor mask.
Plague doctor mask, for sure.
Okay, let me ask this last question, then I might need to step away.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and is there anything here that is not what appears to be?
These guys seem like they're kind of down on their luck a little bit. Like, it looks like they're kind of, like, together hanging out, but it seems like, you know, things aren't going great for them. And they're trying their best to hide it, but... seems like some stuff they got really shooken up. And I think they start talking about like, oh, not only is this smoke really throwing off a lot of people, but also like the Golden Guard people are around as well. They're really messing up their work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'll continue lounging there, but I actually need to step away. So I'll be back.
I was actually just about to suggest, like, I think it's about 9 o'clock. I think it might be time to close up for the night. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Do you guys want to do one more thing, or do we want to...
getting sleepies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired here, so I'll be back.
Okay.
Well, you'll be back, right. Or I think that's a good idea, though. We can just call it. It's fine.
Yeah, I was thinking, too. Okay.
Yarr.
But yeah, I think just end on, like, everybody is kind of feeling, like, real bad here a little bit. Kind
yeah.
Of, it's not a great place to be. Kind of a lame... ending, unfortunately, but I mean, like, that's just how it happened. And
that's all,
you know,
right.
Yeah, and also you guys have some directions and stuff where to go. There's some Golden Guard people around to look out for. The smoke is mm-hmm. messing with everybody, it seems like. And
yeah.
You have some directions on people and things to ask questions about. So
yeah,
it's a positive one, but also being sick and stuck in a really hazy, smoggy place is awful. So
next time I'll bake some random coffee hazy chick and then run or guy, I don't know, we'll see what I get. Depends on how I roll, I guess. I don't know.
Or your preference? I mean, it's just a service in the book, so if you have money on hand, it's available.
Well, sure. We'll see what's available.
Great. All right. Well, on that note.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Well, we actually decided we're going to pause here for the night just because we're like kind of in a part where we can kind of go forward. It's pretty late. We have a couple directions, some information. Important note from you. Yeah, mask work. It could really help you guys out, which could be useful. And you guys have some directions to ask some questions and stuff. And also the Golden Guard's around, messing things up even more than just the smoke. So
yay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Golden Guard.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter at drawnmaps and poorlymap@gmail.com. Be sure to subscribe on your podcast app of choice. See you next time. Intro and outro music can be found at epidemicsound.com.